Welcome to Love You Most. I'm back with another episode, and this is going to be all about how to stay happy when you're broke. I feel like as it gets closer to summer, we always want to do all these like fun things, but I think we always feel like the fun things have to cost money and cost a lot of money. And I feel like part of that is because we see people doing things that cost money. So we're like, oh, that's the only way to have fun, you know? Like people traveling and people having like these fun friend group trips and all these things. And you might be looking at your bank account like, yeah, that's not going to happen. So like my spring, my summer, my fall, my winter, like it might not be fun, but I'm here to tell you, you can have fun even if you're broke. And I wish someone had told me this whenever I was in college, because I genuinely didn't feel like you could have fun if you weren't spending money. And maybe it's because I wasn't like around people who were like open to creative and new ideas. Like I think sometimes we just instinctively lean into things that we've always done. Like let's go to dinner and spend $100 or $200, or let's go to, you know, this place out of town for the weekend. Like a lot of people in my hometown will go to Chicago or St. Louis, and that's 3 hours or an hour and a half, and that's gas money and that's a hotel. And like all of that stuff adds up over time, and it can be like not so fun being the person that's always like, no, I can't go. No, I'm sorry. No, I can't do this. Like, sorry, sorry, sorry. But I promise you can have fun without spending money, even if you're broke. So we're going to get into the episode, and then we will also have our little Q&A segment that I know you guys love and I do as well. And we will also have like a little bookish chat at the end of this episode. Before we hop like right in, I do want to just like chat a little bit about like my life and what's going on. I think I shared like a month ago that Bane was like, our vet told us that he was cancer free, and we're pretty sure that it's back. So that's kind of a bummer. But we do know like how to treat it. And if you guys have been following the vlogs on YouTube, I've been kind of like keeping everyone updated. I will say I've been kind of down bad lately. Like, and I think part of it is because like with my dad passing and like my mom moving and like things changing so rapidly, it's just been a very emotional time for me because I'm like having to come to terms with like life being different. And I think that that's a hard thing. And so if you're going through change right now, I really want you to know that you're not alone. Like there's so many other people who are also struggling around holidays or around just like different events that you would normally have with family, or maybe even with friends. Like maybe you're moving away from your close friends, or you're moving out on your own, or whatever. Like you're not the only one who's experiencing all of those feelings. I can promise you I'm right there with you. But I will say, even though I've been down bad, I have definitely been keeping my head above water. And I think one way to do that for me is to like lean into the things that I love. So this episode is going to be about how to stay happy when you're broke and like how to have fun when you're broke. And I feel like this is the perfect episode because if you are struggling right now and you just have like a lot of hard things that are being thrown at you left and right, try to lean into some of these things. And the first thing that will help you stay happy when you're broke is to keep a gratitude journal. I think I say this, I don't say it enough, I guess. Like I feel like I've mentioned keeping like, I don't know, gratitude at the forefront of your mind, but I feel like I don't talk about it enough, and I don't talk about it as much as like I should, because I don't necessarily keep a physical journal, but I am constantly keeping gratitude at the forefront of my mind. And if you're not a gratitude person, maybe just like be very conscious of the things you're grateful for and like think about those daily. So for me, I try to, even if like something bad happens, I recognize the bad thing that's happened or happening, but I also will at the same time recognize the good that's happening within that. And so like for me, obviously Bane, like having cancer is not a good thing at all. Like we were very sad about it, that it's like come back. But I think one thing that gives me a lot of like gratitude and like hope, and I don't want to say joy because that's probably not the right word, but like gratitude and hope, is we've done this before. Like we found out that he had cancer last May. And so we're coming up on almost a year of him like going through treatments, and like it is very rare for like animals of any kind to like be able to go through so much treatment and still like just be thriving. And like you wouldn't be able to tell that he has like cancer at all. He's like so happy, and he's almost 10. He'll be 10 in May. And so I think I'm leaning into gratitude almost daily because it really helps me to stay in a good headspace. And so I think some people might say like, oh, that's toxic positivity. Like you're constantly being positive, but I don't see it as being positive. Like you don't have to be positive to be grateful for what you have or for like what's going on in your life, because it's so easy for us to be like, well, that's toxic positivity. You should only focus on the bad. But like, if you're focusing only on the bad, no one's going to say, oh, well, that's like you are focusing on the negative too much. Like, no, like, I think that we like should equally focus on both things because it helps us not fall into this like deep, dark hole of like sadness. At least it does for me. So whenever things are going wrong, I really try to lean into gratitude and trying to see like, not necessarily the bright side, because maybe there's nothing good that's coming from it, but I do think that that good things are happening within it, if that makes any sense at all. Like, I feel like that's the best way to describe it. So you don't have to necessarily think that the thing that's happening is good, but at least try to see the good that's happening within the thing that is bad. And I feel like having a gratitude journal will really help you if you're struggling to like think of things right off the bat or like off the top of your head. But I think the more that you do it, the more you will like do it. Like the more you focus on like gratitude and like good things, the more you'll see them. And like, it's kind of like those people who you might work with someone who's just like always in a bad mood. Like something happens and it's like the world is ending. Like, and that is that person. And that's because they've trained their brain to be like, oh, well, this bad thing has happened to me. Well, that's normal because that happened yesterday and this happened the day before. And like, this just always happens to me. I'm always that type of person who like brings bad or bad things happen to like me and my life and whatever. And like, it's this constant cycle. And I feel like you can also train your brain to see the good and focus on the good. And another way to stay happy when you're broke is to find free activities in your community to like be a part of. I actually just got a text from someone at my gym, and she sent me this little like event that's going on in town, which I thought was so cool. It's a silent book club, and it's happening on like April 6th, and it's actually through our library, which I never would have known that. And the event isn't even taking place in the library. It's taking place at like a coffee shop or something. So I'm like, whoa, this is the coolest thing ever, because sometimes I feel like, I don't know if I want to join like the library, like, you know, events, because like, is it going to be people that I like vibe with? And also the space isn't really like cute. You know, it's just like, it's not the vibe. Like, I feel like sometimes I don't look at those like little boards or events because of that. But there are so many cool events that are through your library that you should definitely connect and be a part of, because they're literally free. But also, like, tap into your community. Look at your like downtown Springfield area, like their website. My area, they have a website and they show like all their events on there. Go to farmers markets, and even if you don't buy anything, just like walk around. There's just like so much beauty and joy that can be found in just being around people. And I think like connecting with people is like, or I guess the disconnect with people is what makes us feel kind of like lonely a lot of the time, especially for me, like, or just people who work from home who don't have coworkers. I think sometimes when you're completely isolated from people, you can feel like, I don't know, just like sad. And I think for me, I try to get out into spaces where there's going to be people around me. And even if I am not like going with someone, I'll go and be in that space, like at the gym and like things like that. And I always end up talking to someone, and it helps me feel a little less alone. But doing free activities in your community, I feel like, is so underrated. Libraries are so underrated, and we need, oh my gosh, there goes Bane. I think that's like my 50th package that has been dropped off at our house, and I'm literally gonna leave this in because I think he's gonna stop like barking in hopefully a couple seconds. But I've had so many packages be dropped off in my at my house. So I hope you guys are following over on Instagram, because I'm gonna open all of them. I'm actually going to Hawaii and St. Lucia in like a week. And so I have a million things coming because I want to be able to wear like new suits and stuff whenever I go out of town in a few weeks. But yeah, going out in the community is so underrated, and it's so underrated to like find those little event things that will just like, I don't know, be little gems that you probably wouldn't have found if you didn't really dig deep for them. The next way to stay happy when you're broke is to pay it forward. And I've been doing this a lot, actually, and it's been filling my heart up with so much joy. And I think paying it forward, like, I don't know, it just does something to you. Like, it changes you. Like, I feel like it changes my brain chemistry because whenever I do something for someone else in turn, I also feel good. And one thing you can do to pay it forward and just like give back kindness to other people is like write little notes on a piece of paper, and they can just be encouraging notes like you're loved, you're valued, like you're gonna get through this, life is gonna get better. Little like nuggets of encouragement, and just put them on people's cars. I think that's such an easy way to like pay it forward without actually like spending any money. And there are tons of other ways that you can pay it forward without spending money. Like soup kitchens are always looking for people to volunteer. We have like a ministry like thing that's in our downtown area, and they're called Contact Ministries. And I remember in high school, I used to always go and like babysit because they would have like women's group meetups, because it was like a home for like women who didn't have housing, and like their kids would also live there with them. And they would have like these groups where sometimes it would be like a church group that would meet up, or sometimes it would be like interviews, or it would be like training on how to like get, a better job, or like just different things, like all different classes and whatnot. And I thought that was the coolest thing, but obviously with their kids being there, they needed someone to watch them. And so I would watch them, and I would just like play with the kids and just have fun. It would be like an hour and a half, and I would leave feeling so full. And so I think that like paying it forward just back to your community, or even if it's like something as small as paying it forward to your friend, like if you have a friend who's really struggling, maybe call them and just like listen to them. And not that you shouldn't be doing that anyway, but I think sometimes we can so easily like put ourselves as like the main character, which as we should, because it's like our lives, but also there's so many other people in our lives that I think that we should uplift as well. And so I think paying it forward is a great way to just really like stay happy when you're broke, because you'll realize that you have so much as you're giving to other people, because obviously they have needs, and maybe you have things that they don't have, and it's just like a really cool thing to do. Another way to stay happy when you're broke is to get outside and take a walk. And I actually did this the other day. I took a super long walk, and I was telling my husband, I was like, why don't I do this more often? Like, I do not do this nearly enough. And I might take like a short walk in our park. It's like we have a park not too far from our house, and it's like, oh, it's fun to do that, but I don't really take long walks. And I went on this like area that's like a blacktop, walked past all these homes. It was just like listening to my podcast, listening to music. It was so relaxing. And I was thinking, I need to do this literally every day. And guys, I have not done it since. I think I did that like early last week or 2 weeks ago, maybe. I have not done it since. And I feel like just getting out, getting active, being in nature is such a great way to be happy, because the sun will be shining on your face. You will literally give main character energy, like, especially if it's like a long walk. And you don't even have to think of it as like, oh, I'm going to exercise, or oh, I'm going to like do something like this. Like, just go and just like walk. Like, in the same way that if you live in New York City and you were gonna just like walk, just like do that in your town. Or maybe you live in New York City, just like go and walk. I promise you, you will literally, I don't know, I feel like it does something to me whenever I walk, because I notice more. And I don't know if you guys have been seeing those TikToks. That's like the art of noticing, like, focus on the little things. Like, I feel like I literally do that whenever I'm walking, and I do it not like intentionally. Another way to stay happy when you're broke is to spend time with people who bring you joy. And I specifically said people who bring you joy, because people who don't bring you joy, that's not gonna make you happy, like hanging out with people who just like literally get on your nerves. So I really like think that this is a big thing, and whenever, or a big thing to do, and that you should do. And I think sometimes we feel like we have to spend money when we're with our friends, but I'm a big proponent of picnics. Maybe you bring the blankets and someone else brings like, some water, and you cut up some lemons and put lemon in it. Or maybe you guys just like don't bring anything to like snack on, but you just bring like books to read, or you bring coloring books to color out of, or paint to paint with. And I actually, whenever I hang out with one of my friends, she loves to paint. And she has all these really cool paints that she has like at her house, and like I don't really have that, so I'll always say, well, I'll bring the like construction paper and like paper to paint on, and can you bring the paints? And she's like, oh yeah, I have literally like the biggest tub ever of paints. And we also had times where like, we'll scrapbook and she doesn't have like the scrapbooking stuff that I have, because I have this little like scrapbooking kit that has like stickers and like all these cool things. I think I have it in one of my links highlights on Instagram. So if you guys want to go like search through there, it's like $13, or just DM me and I'll send it to you. But it has like a kit with all this stuff in it. And I have that. I bought it like last summer and it was literally $13, and I just use it all the time because it's a huge book. And so I will be like, well, I'll bring the scrapbook stuff and you can bring like a magazine from your house or like newspaper or something to like add into the scrapbook. So it like looks kind of vibey. And I think sometimes with friends, we just have to be creative and like let them know like, hey, like I'm not trying to spend money today. Like I really don't want to spend money today. I'm trying to save. I feel like if it's a friend that you like really trust and love, they'll completely understand. And they're not going to be like, yeah, I don't want to hang out with you because you don't have money or you don't want to spend money. And if they are that kind of friend, like kick them to the curb because like that's not cool. But I think that you can be really creative with your friends to like have fun together as long as you just like think about what you want to do in advance. Another way to stay happy without spending money is to make a list of things that make you smile. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Like do that often, because sometimes we'll forget like the little things that like make us smile throughout the day or just make us smile in general. And I think the more, again, we focus on it, the more that we will see it. And another way to stay happy whenever you're like literally broke and not trying to spend money is to believe that this is just a season. And I think for a long time, I was always like, oh, I'm going to be broke forever. I'm never going to have any money. I'm never going to have like this, that, and the other. And like, I always just felt like that. I mean, I guess I take that back. I don't think I thought I would be broke forever. I thought that one day I would like have money, but I thought that day was so far in the future. I always thought that like, okay, I'm going to have money like when I'm way older than I am now. So like these few years are just going to be a struggle and this sucks. And like, I just kind of had that kind of like headspace that I was in. And just remind yourself, this is a season. This is like right now. Like it does not have to be your forever. It might not be your forever. Like you just have to like not have, I think having that mindset almost like puts us in a box, because we start to feel like all the things that we're doing are for nothing. If you're working really hard and you're like striving for better, you have that mindset, it's just not gonna like put you in a good headspace. So I really encourage you to like think differently about that. And another way to stay happy, even though you're broke, is to practice self-compassion. And that's a big one, because we can be so hard on ourselves, but try to think about like the way you talk to yourself and the way you talk to your friends, and remind yourself that like you deserve love too. And if you wouldn't say what you're saying to yourself, to your friend, then don't say it or don't think it. Like, or, and I think sometimes it's hard to reframe our brain and like reframe the way we think about things or think about like ourselves. But let's say you're thinking, you're like, oh my God, I look terrible in this outfit. And that's like the first thing that comes to mind when you look in the mirror. Try to reframe your brain by like thinking, yeah, why are you saying that to yourself? Like, you're not like ugly. You're not like looking bad. You're not this, that, and the other. Like, and try to think of like what maybe a friend would say to you if you were to say that to them. And I think it's a good way to kind of get out of that habit, but it's very hard to break. So it definitely takes time, and give yourself grace with that. And another way to stay happy whenever you're broke is to remind yourself that happiness is a choice. And I think that's a big one, because so easily we can feel like happiness is going to find us and find us wherever we are. And I just don't think that that happens often. I think more often than not, we have to be intentional about finding joy and like pulling it out of things, because I feel like a lot of the time what finds us is like the negative things. That's the things that we can so easily cling on to. So you have to choose happiness, and you have to choose it daily. So let's get into the Q&A segment of this episode. I have so many questions from you guys, and so I want to get into those. The first one you asked was, did you decide on doing a meetup? Will it be in Illinois? I live in Georgia. I haven't decided on anything. Meetups are so like daunting to me, because like there's so many different cities you guys live in, and I would want to make sure that the meetup is fun. So I've thought like maybe doing multiple meetups in the future, or just doing like one big one and then like everyone coming here. I thought about a lot of things, but if and when we do a meetup, because I'm sure we will do one at some point, I just don't know if it'll be like this year, but whenever we do have a meetup, you will know, and you will definitely know in advance, because I want all of you guys to be able to be there. Another question you asked was fun first date ideas for new friends to better get to know them. I think first date ideas with friends are really fun when they're like an activity. So try to steer clear of like dinners, coffee dates, like anything where you're just like sitting and staring at each other. I feel like it's so awkward. Try to like maybe go to a ceramic shop. I think that's super fun because I think you spend like 10 bucks and you get to like hang out with your friend that you're just meeting and you get to like paint something, or say like, hey, I want to have a picnic. Maybe pick a cool scenic spot next to like a lake or like near an area where it's going to be like really bright and pretty and sunny, and just like maybe both of you guys bring a snack and bring like something that you can like work on. Like I feel like scrapbooking is fun. It's very nostalgic too. So anything that's like an activity, I feel like is the move, because you don't have to like focus on each other the whole time. And if there's like dead air or dead silence, you don't have to worry about it because you can still do that activity. I always try to do that whenever I'm hanging out with friends, but especially new ones. Another question you asked was, what is your favorite thing about spring? I think my favorite thing about spring is that just like everything's in bloom. Everything feels so positive. New things are coming. I feel like that's probably my favorite thing. Another question was, how did you know that Brady was the one? I love the pod. I listen every morning. Thank you so much for listening. That makes me so happy. I think I knew he was the one whenever I felt like I could fully, like 1,000,000% be myself around him. Like there wasn't one thing that I wanted to keep secret. Like I was so comfortable saying literally anything, like anything at all. And I'm like an open person in some ways, but also very closed off in others. And so I think like, think about the things in your life that you struggle with, whether it's like being open or maybe being anxious about certain things, or just like whatever it is that you struggle with in regards to like friendships or relationships, and think about how you feel with that thing, with that person. Like, do you feel comfortable with that person? Like, in that aspect, and I know it's kind of like vague, but I'm trying to like make it broad for like everyone. That is what really made me like realize, okay, like he's my person. And I also can do a whole episode on this. So like comment or not comment, message me on Instagram and I can like make a whole episode on this, because I actually have like one like kind of plan. I just haven't like picked a date for it. So if you would love an episode on how to know that your partner is the one, let me know. Another question you asked was, did you and your hubby have a meet cute moment? We actually were friends first. So we kind of did, but kind of didn't, because we were like literally best friends first. I was like trying to get him to like, you know, get with my best friend. And like, you know, we just weren't trying to like be together at all. Like we were literally best friends. Like I was like, he's such a great guy. He deserves a great girl. Like I should like find someone for him, not thinking like I am that person. And I think the moment that we like really connected and went from like friends to more than that was like St. Patrick's Day weekend, which is so funny because that just like passed. And it was in 2012. And I just remember we both kind of like looked at each other and like just felt like something. We're like, ooh, like I like this. And so if you guys want to hear a whole story, let me know. I would love to share it. Another question you asked was, when is my birthday? I'd say that this is a pretty easy question, but it's also something that I feel like I really struggled with growing up. And it sounds so weird to say because it's my birthday. My birthday is August 4th, 1992. But with my birthday being in August, I feel like because it's so early, so many people would be on vacation whenever it was my birthday. And I hated that so much because people would take their family vacations right before school started. So I almost like I love my birthday now, but like thinking about my date, literally like my birthday literally makes me cringe. Just thinking about all of the times that I was like, oh my God, I wish I could change my birthday to a different day. And another question you guys asked was, what to do when you're stuck between two people you want to pursue? Give yourself time. Like if you're just like dating or you're like interested in someone or like multiple people or whatever, I think so often we jump into something because we feel like that's what we have to do. But like, you don't have to do anything. Like you can date like people that you're interested in and not like put a title on things for like, I don't know, as long as you want to, until you're comfortable. And I think sometimes we feel pressured because, and maybe it's because like the society we live in, like I don't think that people really date that long. Like, I feel like people date, like, go on a few dates and like, all right, like, let's be like boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, we went on three dates. Like, we know each other now. Like, I am like a huge proponent of, like, if you are single and you're trying to find your person, do not rush into like that at all. Like, take your time, figure out if this is the person that you want to be with. Like, I feel like it takes a lot longer than like one or two dates. And if you're like torn between two different people, then you definitely don't want to like start dating one person and then be thinking about the other partner while you're with that one person. So like, you really want to take your time. And I think that that's the best way to, like, I don't know, figure out like who you want to pursue. Just give yourself time, because I feel like over time you will realize who you're connected to the most and who you like want to spend the most time with. But that comes with time. And there's two more questions you guys asked. One was, I noticed in older content you used to wear long nails. What changed that? I actually went through this whole, I wouldn't say went through, that's like dramatic. I decided that I didn't really want to wear a ton of makeup. And it was because I was only seeing myself as beautiful when I was wearing makeup. And so I was like, you know what, let me stop doing this, because the more I feel like I do things that make me uncomfortable, the more comfortable I become with that thing. For example, I used to like never wear my hair in an afro. And then the more I started wearing it like curly and an afro, the more comfortable I became. So I was like, I'm going to start like not wearing as much makeup and become more comfortable not wearing makeup. And then after I become comfortable with that, I was like, okay, I hate my nails like when I don't have like acrylics on or like my nails done. Like, I literally hated how they looked. And I think part of it is because like one time in college, one of my friends was like, oh my God, you have like, I forget what she called it, but she was just like kind of like joking with me. And she was just saying like my nails were like ugly. And I think I took that in and was like, oh my God, like if I don't have my nails done, they're ugly. So I took that for years and felt like that was something that was like true. And it's definitely not, because like my nails as they are very pretty. Even if they're little nubs and I bite them and like some people don't think they're pretty. But it took me like taking off my acrylics and like nail polish and everything to get comfortable like with my actual nails. So that's where that kind of started. And I just haven't like had the desire to really like get nails again. Will I probably in the future? Yeah, I probably will. But right now I'm loving them as they are. And the last question you asked is, what is your current favorite song? And I don't know if I have a like favorite song. I've been really leaning into jazz lately. But again, summer's coming. I also love country music. Like, I don't think I have a favorite song. I do love Ariana Grande's new album that came out. I feel like it's fun. I also love Lizzie's McAlpine's new song that came out. It's called I Guess. But I don't know if I have like a favorite song. Like, that's like such a tough question. Speaking of questions, you guys did leave some little Q&A like reviews, and so I'm going to read those. One of them that you said was, you said, I've been catching up on all your podcasts this week, and I love it here. It's so cozy and friendly, and this specific episode resonates so much, and I appreciate your words and wisdom. Thank you. And that was on the episode, Things I Wish I Knew About Relationships When I Was Dating. And I just thank you guys so much for your reviews. It makes this space feel more like just friends hanging out versus just like me talking to myself. And on the last episode that was called Things I Wish I Knew in My 20s, one of you guys left a review, Misha, and you said, I love you. I love you back. Thank you so much. So make sure you guys leave a review. And if you don't want to leave a review on like Apple Podcasts, you can leave one on Spotify on like the Q&A section. I always leave like a little Q&A box on each episode, so it's really easy to like drop something in so I can like read it here. And for our last little segment of the episode, we always have like a little bookish segment. And I feel like I love this one because I get to like just gush over books, because I think you guys love books as much as I do. I've really been trying to read different genres lately, like different types of books and lots of different things that I wouldn't normally gravitate towards. And I picked up three literary fiction books this last week, which was really fun. I loved one of them and I rated it 4 stars. The other two were like okay. I read My Dark Vanessa, which is the one that I absolutely loved. I also read Black Cake, and I read the final revival of Opal and Nev. Those were the two that I was just like, eh, they were so-so. But I really loved My Dark Vanessa. It was such a good book, and I see why people really love literary fiction. I don't think I saw that before because I have always been like a romance slash thriller girly. I do want to get back into my romances after that week because it made me realize even more like how much I love romance and how it puts me in such a good mood. But it was nice to like branch out, and maybe I'll branch out into fantasy. I think that that's the next like thing that I'm going to maybe try. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I love you most, more than anyone you know. Well, maybe not, but I love you a lot. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys.